Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Asan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
Well, I'm talking about men and the ministry. But my subtopic is care for the dying. Last week we talked about rescue the perishing. Today we are talking about care for the dying.
You'll
be reading from the book of Acts chapter 18 verses
24
to
28.
Acts 18, 24 to 28. And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus.
Na papebia, your friend
Apollos. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the spirit, he spoke and taught diligently the things of the Lord. Knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them, and expounded unto him the way of God more accurately. And when he was disposed to pass into Achaia, the brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples to receive him. Who, when he was come, helped them much which had believed through grace. For he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly, showing by the scriptures that Jesus was Christ.
Hallelujah. Now, Dina Bejomu can say, Christo,
now we read the story about a man called Apollos. This man had his background clearly written in the Bible for us. The Bible says he was a Jew. He was born at
Alexandria.
If I remember very well, Alexandria was a place in Egypt where the first university was set up. This man was eloquent. That means that he had a way with words, and when he spoke, you felt because you could enjoy his communication. The Bible says he was mighty in the scriptures.
Now, Bible says,
so we're going to use the life of this man to share with us on the subject of caring for the dying. There are five things you must take note in preparing for the ministry. The first I want to talk about is being strong in the word of God. But some people, they are weak in the word of God. Some are above average in the word of God. But Apollos was mighty in the scriptures. That means that he could quote the scriptures. That means that he knew where he could find what. He was mighty in it.
People could see that this man is mighty in the scriptures. This is the first qualification for ministry in the kingdom of God. You must not tell Anansi stories in doing the work of God. You must spend time in the Bible and become mighty in it. Because if you are weak in the Bible, you cannot do much as far as the kingdom of God is concerned. So any man, any young person who is interested in doing the work of God, your first qualification, analyzing, you want to find out, are you sound in the word? Are you strong in the word?
And it's your Bibiara when you crowd and when your papa be so opera, so you when you're Jumano. I did the Kaya was so with someone who said, and also when you're some minimum in the Tia, me to make in Kanya, me to show one.
Underline the word mighty in your Bible.
Nasa mighty, Nuchasia.
When we talk about somebody being mighty, what does it mean?
Say, I can say, will be a mighty and obey only Papombia.
It means he's big. It means he is huge. It means he is significant. It means he is forceful. It means he is influential. It means he cannot be easily ignored. It means he is impressionistic. Rather, he is impressive. That's a word. So all this can be likened to our brother Apollos. The Bible says he was mighty in the scriptures. Not mighty in daily graphic. And it's okay to read daily graphic. But you see, if you know current affairs more than you know your Bible, you won't do well in the ministry. You must major in the major and minor in the minor. How are you going to be mighty in the scriptures? How are you going to be strong in the scriptures? By buying books, buying CDs, listening to them. Listen to a preacher who appeals to you the most. Enjoy what he's preaching. Because one of the things we learn when we listen to preachers, we learn how they analyze the scriptures. So you don't only get to know the scriptures, you get to know how the scriptures can be explained or expounded upon. Every time you listen to somebody preaching, examine how he's explaining and how he's expounding on the scriptures. Learn something. So a preacher can take a verse like this, and the way he will go about expounding on it will show you how he thinks. So in preparing for the ministry, don't only learn the scriptures, learn how to handle the scriptures. Another thing that will help you to become mighty, in fact, this is the most important one, is a personal study of the word of God. When you listen to tapes and you read books, you must go a step ahead if you are interested in ministry to actually study the subject.
Na emra wo tie ni ankrofo chere na wo kenkan ni ankrofo chere no wankasa so fa Bible no na kenkan na wankasa so nya won tie afie.
Because sometimes when we preach, we have something in mind, but we may not communicate it effectively and as clearly as it ought to have been.
Do oha ye chere wo nyame asem no ma asem bi wo yakoma mu aye pese ye chere na mum se ga ye beka no no entumi fantia se anka ye hwehwe se wo benya no pote ne mrew.
But when you sit down and you read, you become a noble man. In Acts chapter 17, verse 10 and 11, the Bible says there was a group of people in a place called Berea. When they heard the apostles preach, they wrote the verses down and they sat down and they searched to find out if what they were being told publicly was actually so. The Bible called them noble men.
Now, okay, can some of you man? I was in crophobia. And now, one more thing, sir, some of you can when you're a seminal. I'm a church of quotation, no more coffee, no beer, beer, Bible. No more, yes, sir. As some of my ten and no, I have some of the paper or Bible, no man. No, you're not some my yes, 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 sir. I'm a young crophobia, I'm a demo.
So search the scriptures.
And it's one castle so funny, I'm a seminal.
Until you become mighty in the scriptures.
I could see, sir, I can't say, also, who
I see you becoming mighty in the scriptures.
I receive it.
The second qualification for ministry is to be willing to receive instructions. The Bible says this man was instructed in the way of the Lord.
Now, Bible says some of our policy, I'm a church when you're me acquiring.
Somebody had to teach him.
Now, was there will be church?
Somebody had to tell him what to do.
Now, was there will be an idea on here and I'm on here.
But if you are difficult to be instructed, you won't do well in the ministry.
Now, we will be there. You can search out now on here. And now, they will be to me acquire when you're me a human.
See, instructions are not always easy to follow.
Now, so what can say you be? And now, then, you know, now you're going to say with this way.
I mean, look at your children.
Chawoma.
You tell them things and you can it's just they know if they don't do it, you either beat them or sanctions, so they force themselves to do it. But instructions are not easy. The depraved nature of man is such that we don't like to be instructed, we don't like to be told what to do. And especially for males, and when they grow to a certain point, Charlie, let them beat them. They don't want you to tell them. You see, they say to themselves, I'm my own man now. And they don't want to be told what to do. Have you experienced it before? Yeah, somebody can tell you to do something. I have been asked to do something, and I saw myself struggling with it, and I realized that, look, it's not easy to do what people tell you to do. If you find it always easy, I want to question your personality. Because the natural thing is that it's not easy to follow instructions all the time.
Now, what is your fear, Paul? Oh, my baby, I'm going to say, I'm going to boy, said, do this. And no, what's so man, no, I was so, I'm not Adam, I pull a band to Alabama. And to both of us, go to me, Yaminan. That's so. When you say, Bia, I know only didn't obey. Now, why should someone cast off Yakato say you be adding? Sir, one cast out Uber Cassa obey. So, who didn't Yakato say you cheer? Aya, aya, ding.
This man was instructed in the way of the Lord.
Now, where on Yamia Quino, your church and womb?
Now, the word instruction is stronger than advice.
Say, I can't say yes, sir, womb, so on your Bibia. And no more this is say you too for set on your baby.
If you are instructed to do something, it's not an advice.
And so say your bibia and yadia ye too for.
If you are instructed to do something, it's not an order. Instruction is weaker than order. Apollos became what he became. So much so that at a point people were comparing the top guns in the ministry. Some said, I am for Paul. Some said, I am for Peter. Some said, I am for Apollos. He was put in a certain category because, number one, he was mighty in the scriptures. Number two, he allowed himself to be instructed in the way of the Lord.
Apollos could do Pempesobia. He had come in a microphone. No more so was San Kana. Near Bonidi. Obviously, me the Petrici. Obviously, me the Paulici. Obviously, me the Apollosici. Adentra. Esan is there. O Tien Setre. Now, you'll be a more Nimon Yamia Sumi.
Some people despise instructions. So the book of Proverbs, if you study it, the father, the mother, they kept telling, my son, obey the instructions of your father.
No.
My son, do not despise the instructions of your mother. So these things, they just make me to know that it is not easy to follow instructions. So condition your heart if you're interested in the ministry and make yourself pliable so that people can instruct you. So you can listen to what people are telling you.
ẹnu ti wọ́n kí n mẹ́bù sẹ́mu náà ọ̀sẹ̀ mẹ́bà yàsú tiẹ̀ fọ́mà wọ́n ẹja ní kyẹ̀kyẹ̀ òtún ká tó ọ̀sẹ̀ mẹ́bà yàsú tiẹ̀ fọ́mà wọ́n wọ́n na ẹ̀kwá tẹ̀lé àwọ̀ dé mọ́ ẹ̀sán sẹ́ ẹ̀nyẹ́ àwọn ogun sẹ́ wọ́n bí bẹ́ tẹ̀lé ọ̀ká sẹ́ mi yẹ àsú tiẹ̀ ẹ̀dí àmàni àyà tẹ̀lé mi sẹ́ yẹn yẹn no ẹ̀y
So when Apollos was found in the company of Priscilla and Aquila, and these were partners of Paul, or friends Paul, if you like, they were in the same trade as ministers, and they were also tent makers. When they heard Apollos expounding on the word of God, Bible says they called him aside. King James says they took him unto themselves.
Na Bible say, Emra Priscilla no ma omusu ye nyam juma, eni adie enhu sedia, Apollo obiebie nyafemu di nchecha no. Bible say, omu fa no konten ya na se, omu chun Apollo se bra eba wamu nche, chene ben wamu.
They took him unto themselves.
Bible say, omu e chino ebe wamu.
And they showed him the way of the Lord more accurately.
Na omu slenu o nyamia kwae no, ni ye pepepe.
So it be to my third qualification for ministry.
Now, at the beginning, I just said so.
You must be trouble.
What say we will be a church that we are.
Even when you have been instructed and you have grown to a certain point in the things of God.
Simple, your church that we are when you do pempensobi, I will onamia jumane nasimwa.
Remain teachable.
Cause when you be a church that we are.
Everybody can teach you.
Everything
will teach you something.
Na tibia bia ube famoso din teachere fufro bro.
If you are teachable.
You
will learn so much and there will be no occasion of stumbling in you. If you read other versions, the Bible says that Apollos was called to the side. They called him to the side. And they showed him, the couple, a more experienced couple, they showed him the way of the Lord more accurately.
Now we can come Bible now. We see one more thing. Apollos could do nothing. Now say a kuna yiri. One more church. Apollos. A kanya. I was offer. I will name your kind.
Anytime you do something publicly.
Maybe biara. We may be doing a bit jamu.
We have occasion to analyze what you have.
Ebeye say. You bet to me. Who are there? Who?
Whether you are giving announcements.
Who? Who my announcement?
Whether you are singing.
Announce what tone you man.
Whether you are preaching.
Announce kanya miya.
Once you do it publicly.
Emra wa be jine ni padomu.
We are able to identify areas for correction.
Ye be tumi ahu. Ebi awo se ye tumi treating uwo.
And if you are interested in going far, often you'll be called to the side and showed the way of the Lord more accurately.
Masa wa ye kado se nyamie juma no be ya edu achi dia. Eba ne sa ye be frowe jine nche na ye be church wo nyamia kwa ni ye.
I think for all of us who are human over here. Very dangerous when no man can reach you and speak to you and tell you that I think this thing, the way it was done, maybe you could have done it in this other way. If nobody is confident enough to come into your life and say it as it is to you, I think there is something wrong with the way you are projecting yourself.
Se wo ye bibi wo bedjoma na wo ye bibi na obiara entumi ma wo ntan ma me ka tse se ebo ade a wo ye ye se ka wo dane no tu ni fan na be kuma ka be ye dia e na so wo ye pa e san se 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 wo ye bibi aba a chichire wo ho a obiara entumi ma wo abrabom e me ka sem biara ntro.
So be teachable if you are interested in the ministry.
E no ti se wo wo eni so ade hu se wo nyame adu ma wa kuma ni nya kuma ye betumi a tse tse.
Even a little child can teach you something.
Akola ke tu akra be.
One day, a pastor was preparing his sermon.
Now that could be now also for being
and his son came in, just kept coming into his office, and according to him, he was disturbing him. So he took a puzzle and dismantled it and gave it to the child to go and put it together and come back. The puzzle was the world map. And the father knew it was going to take a long time to put Africa, when it came to Africa, Ghana, Nigeria, Cameroon, Togo, Ivory Coast, and he knew that it was going to take a long time for the child to finish it. But on the other side of the puzzle was a human face. So the small boy flipped everything backwards and looked for head, nose, forehead, eyes, ears, lips. And in a matter of 2 minutes, he had finished the puzzle.
na akwara anu ne pasi na nya ti onu su hu se wa ben enti oda na puzzle nu no puzzle ne ni penim na wo ori amoma eni ehwini eti ekon aso eno de ni nyina sise ho enti sima mienu pe oga tani papa na wawie.
Then he sent it, flipped it the other side. All the nations, the continent, everything was organized and presented to his father. His father was shocked. Then he asked his son, how could this thing so fast? So he showed him how he was able to do it fast. Immediately the father had a revelation. When the human being is right, the world will be right.
Hallelujah. And then we are
sobeye. That was a sermon for the day. Everybody can teach you something. And don't let your ministry phone be out of reach area. Are you listening to what I'm saying? So that when we call you to come and do something, oh, I'm doing this, I cannot have time. Look. If you are that, you are not being teachable. Because we are giving you instructions and you are not following it. And you cannot enter into a ministry at a certain level where it can be said that you are a significant man or woman of God. The fourth point I want to share with you is the Bible says he was fervent in spirit. That means Apollos was anointed. That means he was passionate about what he was doing. That means he was filled with the Holy Spirit. As for us Christians, when the Bible talks about fervency, it's talking about the fire of the Holy Spirit in our soul. If you are mighty in the scriptures, but you are weak in the Holy Spirit, you may be difficult to deal with. Because you have got a letter, but you don't have the spirit of the letter. This is what leads people into what is called dogma. You know, you put people under bondage because the Bible said that. But if you are flexible to the Holy Spirit, he will show you that the Jesus who said, don't take money, also said, take money at a point. So if you are interested in the ministry, be passionate about it. And then people will sense your passion. They will sense your interest. And a way will be created for you. Because everybody who is doing something in the ministry has somebody creating a way for them. Somebody has to create a way for you. I said somebody has to create a way for you. Somebody has to invite you. Somebody has to give you an opportunity to preach. Somebody has to recommend you to someone else. This is why you must be flexible and you must be led of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit may not always talk to you directly, but he will use somebody to speak to you, and then he will testify and confirm that what you have heard is of me. Do it. So it will not always originate from you. But if you are dogmatic, that means that you are blockheaded, fixed-headed, stiff-necked, and all the things that go with it, you are difficult to deal with in the ministry, and it will not help you much.
So who you be a uti tibonkoso naked? Wokon esifako unchangeable. Who you be a yabawa wa usu a wonsre unmovable. Echina sa who you a wadne yayo si enyeye. Na sa what is sa wanya misi enya diabeti nyako wen nesa se. E wata obi ebi sa akwa obi tsa ukwai. Nana misu sunkunko katwa se adi anipana kan e yampafa ye juma. Enu nebeya akwembi ya mau ama niye wo umunu etumia dedi. Na wukuta sa neke di nyinara enfa nko bebiya.
Jesus had come as the savior of the world. And he had come with all the fire in his spirit. He was God in the flesh. But there was a man of God who was at the cutting edge of ministry, who was operating, baptizing people in the River Jordan. Jesus went to greet him. And Jesus submitted himself to this man's ministry. The interesting thing is that he was his own cousin. And when John saw Jesus coming, he immediately created a way for the ministry of Jesus. He pointed to him as he was approaching him. He said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
Hallelujah. Yohanekasas,
every head turned towards where Jesus was coming. And then he went under the water. And when he was baptized, the Holy Spirit came upon him. And he was driven by the Spirit. The ministry is something that must drive you. You cannot drive the ministry. The ministry must drive you. It leads you to do certain things. It leads you not to do certain things. Holy Spirit is the driver of your life. You must not drive the Holy Spirit. Let Him drive you. The Bible says he was fervent in the Spirit. That means he was hot. If you heard him preaching, you could see that the man is on fire for God. So he preached boldly in the synagogue. He only knew about the baptism of John. But what he knew, he did so much over 100% with what he knew. Are you listening? So it brings me to my fifth condition for ministry.
Boldness.
Boldness. If you are not bold, you will always be waiting for the right time. And the right time, sometimes you have to create the right time yourself. You create it with a step of faith. You create with the little light you have, walking in all the light that you have. You create it not looking for feelings. Do you know what I'm trying to tell you? If you want to feel it, many times you won't do anything for God. If you want the right time may never come. Oh, I'll wait. When I finish school, then I do the work of God. Oh, when I marry, I'll do the work of God. And then the children come. And they are taking part of your time. Oh, when the children grow, I'll do the work of God. Look, if you don't take, you will never do the work of God. Whatever to do, start it now. Start from somewhere, but start it now. Boldness. Praying for the sick. It takes boldness to pray for the sick. Praying for the sick publicly, it takes boldness. Because oftentimes in a supernatural service, the people are looking at you like you are a magician. And if you're also mindful of yourself, you won't do much. The devil will tell you, why don't you teach and sit down? Why don't you preach and sit down? If you try these things and nothing happens, you make your face will die. You kill your face. You know what I'm trying to say?
Well, see.
But if you step on the word of God, you step in faith,
hallelujah,
a good many times God will back you up,
hallelujah,
and confirm it with
hallelujah
signs following.
Hallelujah.
This is why next week is going to be a very powerful.
Yes! Na ma wu wu fi ho na wo ma na nususun kokoro anan ku aye ade no be hu se anwan adwuma na na nususun kokoro na mu so be ye enu ti na kwesi da ebe ye serious.
As I close, remember you must be strong in the word.
Na mi wie me pese wo ku se e wo se na mi asem no wudim ni ye e wo se
instructed in the way of the Lord.
Na ma nya akwanja nchechi e wo nya mi akwan mu.
Remain teachable. Be fervent in the spirit. And be bold in your walk with the Lord. This will bring you to two results. To be recommended to minister to those who have believed. And number two, you will show to those who don't know that Jesus is the Christ.
Hallelujah. Na wo ba ma wo no ma wo mu nim no so hu se Christo oye nyame.
If you've not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this prayer after me. Dear Lord, I repent of my sins. Please come into my heart and make you my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you for forgiving and accepting me as your child. If you have no place of worship, I wish to formally invite you to worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. at the Prevailing Word Chapel, located 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Come and be blessed.
These books were written by Reverend Ibuasan.
Family Matters, Counseling with Skill, Elders Ministry, Helps Ministry, and True Love are all available at Red Crest Bookshop, Sego Junction, and Expressions Gift and Catch Shop, next to UBA Bank, Takrady.
Lord, I love to sing your praise.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055 +233 26 767 6055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com.